I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region.
All right, we're back at the office of Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll now, and Madam Mayor, it's great to be in town. It's great to see the there's a lot of work going on outside.
Yeah, you know, the weather's warmed up. We've got outdoor dining happening. We've got a number of projects downtown that are finishing up or will be finished up this summer. So as people are peeking their head out of the barrel after COVID, it's nice to see everyone out and about. Spring is always great in New England, you know?
With that reference, I know that you must have watched Sesame Street at one point with Oscar popping his head up.
That's a good one, yes. I'm an Oscar the Grouch fan.
There we go. Me too. It's a bye and don't come back. Okay, so let's start at the top. Let's have a COVID review with people getting vaccinated. And you guys have had a lot of vaccination stations.
Yeah, we feel really fortunate that, you know, so far we haven't seen lots of vaccine hesitancy in our community. It's been more about convenience of getting appointments. And even that's getting better over the last several weeks. With everybody being eligible now, it cuts down on the am I eligible, am I not eligible. If you're over 16, we're encouraging folks to get vaccinated. We just had a clinic on Saturday at Salem Academy Charter School in the gym there run by the Community Health Center. And they were giving out both Moderna and J&J, and, you know, folks were taking the J&J, so that means one and done. The good news about that is that, you know, you're fully vaccinated with that one shot. So we're hopeful to have more of those mobile clinics, as well as some larger facility sites as we move through the spring and the summer.
A couple of comments maybe about businesses. I noticed that the what's the street out here?
Washington
Street. You've got restaurants already set up for outdoor dining and have gotten a couple of days in. And I know I talked with Senator Bruce Tarr about unemployment insurance and so on, how that is affecting businesses. So what's the overall view here in Salem?
You know, I think we're optimistic. I will say that, you know, our restaurants and other retailers and shops downtown, we really try to stay in close communication to understand what the needs are. Early on, it was things like PPE. As we headed through a tougher time, it was loans and promoting things like takeout or any way they had pivoted. So I think everyone's breathing a little bit of a sigh that we've made it to spring. Like, that was the goal. Everybody makes it to spring. And from now, it's just how do we maximize opportunities for folks to, you know, as more people are vaccinated, enjoy each other's company a little bit more in a safe way. So outdoor dining has started, and people are really enjoying that when the weather cooperates.
Have you lost any businesses over this past year or so?
Yeah, we have lost a few, but we recently just worked with our Salem Main Streets program to do like a full assessment of, you know, what were the businesses we had a year ago and what's here now. We actually had a net increase because we had some new businesses that started during the pandemic. And so when you take away just a handful that unfortunately didn't make it and add to it with the newer businesses that came online during the pandemic, we've actually got a small net uptake or increase in the number of businesses here.
All right, I guess final general question. Tourism season is beginning, and I know the governor is going to keep this mask mandate in place for a while for outdoors. What is the prognosis or the prognostication with the tourism season early on?
Yeah, I mean, I think as more people are vaccinated and the weather improves, people are out. Everybody's itching to get out, you know, after this COVID cabin fever. So we anticipate we're going to have, you know, busy areas and people are going to be here and are working hand in glove with our business community to understand how we can keep everybody safe. And that means we will have a mask mandate on. It just gets, you know, crowded downtown. We've got narrow sidewalks in places, nooks and crannies of a historic city like ours. So that will remain in place. We'll have our COVID mask ambassadors out trying to educate people, remind them. You'll see signage if you're downtown all about. And we had a good mask culture last year. We want to keep that going both here and in our busy parks. And as the weather gets warmer, it gets harder because the masks get hot and sweaty and it's no fun. But it really is important if we're going to, you know, still not be able to maintain that distance to have those masks on.
You mentioned COVID ambassador. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're starting a program. We've had mask ambassadors downtown who are doing education and handing out masks. We're sort of an extension of that in our Salem Together program. We'll actually have people going in the neighborhoods door to door, helping people get appointments for vaccines, getting information about vaccines if they need it, connecting them with services, whether it's food, rental relief, other sorts of assistance they may need. knowing that, you know, we think that we're heading to the point where there's folks who are going to be like sort of indifferent to vaccinations or just busy and not able to get to it. So the neighborhoods that we typically don't have as much engagement from are where we're going to target early, and really just trying to run some door-to-door operations where a neighbor is helping another neighbor get connected with whatever they may need.
I just had a complete loss of air. I'm listening because sometimes I'm trying to think of the next question,
yeah,
but I'm paying attention to what you're saying here, and is it, oh, okay, that answers that. No, in the paper this past weekend, I think the in-law apartment update. This has been an ongoing situation. Of course, affordable housing is a question in every community.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time in coming. We like to say third time was the charm to pass the accessory dwelling unit, also known as in-law unit ordinance. In this instance, it will allow accessory dwelling units or ADUs for any property owner that's owner-occupied. It has to be a smaller in size, so there's a square footage sort of cap on it, and it also has to be rented at 30% below market, what's called 70% of area median income. So we know that any new accessory dwelling unit will be affordable, deemed affordable, and below market, and that's just really a reflection of what we're seeing in Salem and Greater Boston, where rents are rising way faster than incomes. We have a whole lot of people who, you know, used to be able to pour coffee, pour beer for a living and afford an apartment in Salem, and that's becoming really, really difficult. So our goal is to make sure that we are helping that workforce, that middle that's getting hollowed out in our community by having an option. And this is just one step. We know there's lots of work to do with affordable housing, and we'll continue to focus on it.
Well, the other thing I hadn't considered, I saw it, I don't know if Dustin Luca, whoever wrote the story, is it also helps the homeowner who might be a little strapped with mortgage payments and so on.
Yeah, the AARP has, you know, hailed ADUs as a way to help folks age in place, whether it's the older adult that's living in the ADU or the older adult getting the income from having an ADU if you have too much of a house for yourself. It can really be, you know, win-win in helping a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Some of the testimony were from families who bought properties and somebody's going back to school and they need some additional income and they want to offer a space for somebody in our community who needs one. There's a piece of this that this is really about, you know, using the existing housing stock to help people find homes who need them.
Yeah, cool. All right, I guess final question before we do a little promo here. The budget season, you know, COVID, all this other stuff, where are we?
Yeah, so we're in the throes of our budget. We will have something to our city council, usually at the second meeting in May for them. So I think we're in decent shape getting towards that. It's a little, you know, it's a little uncertain still, trying to predict what's going to happen with some of our local revenues, hoping that, you know, we're going to have a rest of the season and the rest of the year that's just full steam ahead and not have variants or something kind of have a rollback as we're seeing in other places. And then we are anticipating some additional dollars from the federal program, ARPA, American Rescue Plan Act. We don't know exactly how much or what the rules are. Those things are being crafted right now, but I think it'll be a big assist to help with some of the COVID-related losses we've had and also opportunities for us to leverage these dollars to have longer-term economic Excellent. Progress for the city.
And I was talking with Mayor Gove up in Amesbury, and I reminded her, I pointed out to her that you corrected me when I said it's budget season, and you said, no, it's budget season is all year round. So I apologize, but I get that. Okay, finally, tell me about your podcast.
Yeah, well, I've had a podcast for a number of years now called FYI Salem, and it's really just a chance to connect with people who many are from Salem, some are not, and have some informal conversations about something that might be happening with them. They're meant to be fun and short so that it's not something that takes up too much of your time, and we enjoy another way to sort of share information about what's happening in Salem, different medium.
Okay, and how do we get to that?
If you go to the city website at salem.com, the mayor's office, you'll see a link to FYI Salem podcast. We also have an e-newsletter. We definitely want to do everything we can to keep people informed about what's happening. There can be so much going on in Salem. Keeping track of it can be hard, and this is one way to keep tabs.
All right. That's Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.
This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. By the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.